Title: Impact Layering Basics for Neuro Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most satisfying parts of neuro drum and bass, impact layering. This is the thwack at the start of a drop, the punctuation at 8 bar points, and that moment right after a fake out where the whole track feels like it just got heavier. And here's the key idea. In neuro, an impact is almost never one sample. It's usually 3 to 6 layers, and each layer has a job. So in this lesson, we're going to build a clean, mix-ready impact stack in Ableton Live using mostly stock effects. Then we'll place it properly in a DNB arrangement, and we'll do the one thing beginners skip that makes it instantly more pro, side-chaining it so it doesn't mess up your kick and sub. Let's get it. First, quick overview of the roles. Think of impacts like a little team. The thump is your low punch you feel. The body is your mid-weight slam. The chest hit. The click is the attack that makes it read on small speakers. The noise or air is width and excitement, and then optionally, a tail layer that adds space and aggression, without washing out the drop. If you remember nothing else, remember this. Each layer should live in its own frequency lane and have a clear purpose. Step 0 is session prep. DNB friendly. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 170 to 176 is fine, but let's choose 174 so we're speaking the same language. Now create audio tracks named Impact, Thump, Impact, Body, Impact, Click, Impact, Noise, and optionally Impact, Tail. Select them all and group them with CMD or Control G, and name the group Impact Bus. Teacher note here, your group is not just organization, it's how you process the whole stack like one instrument. If you skip the bus, you'll end up with 5 separate hits that don't feel like one moment. Now placement. Put your main impact on the first beat of the drop, like bar 33 beat 1, whatever your arrangement is. And then later, you can do smaller impacts at the start of every 8 bars to keep pressure and momentum without doing a full drop again. Step 1. Choose source samples, fast and effective. Don't overthink it. You can use any pack. Just pick sounds that naturally match their role. Thump can be a short tom, a low kick hit, or a synthesized doom hit. Body can be a metal slam, cinematic hit, or distorted knock. Click can be a rim transient, a tiny foley tick, a snare top, anything that's sharp. Noise is white noise hits, vinyl bursts, air blasts. Tail can be a reverb tail sample, a reverse cymbal into reverb, or a texture wash. And workflow tip, drop each sample into simpler in one-shot mode. That gives you easy envelope control, which is how we keep impacts tight and mix ready. Now we build layers. Step 2. Build the thump. Sub safe and punchy. On impact, thump, put this chain. EQ8, saturator, utility. In EQ8, don't just high pass everything out of fear. We actually want this to carry the low punch, but we do want it clean. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 350 HC, maybe 2 to 5 dB, medium Q. Then low pass it around 140 to 180 HC with a steep slope. That keeps the thump doing one job, low punch, not a full range mess. On saturator, use soft sign or analog clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then compensate output so it's not just louder. We're going for thicker, not louder. Then utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. Always. This is one of those welcome to bass music rules. Low end width feels cool solo, and then it collapses in mono or it ruins the mix in a club. So we keep the thump centered. Now, in simpler, shape the envelope. Attack basically 0. 1 or 2 milliseconds is fine. Decay around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release maybe 50 to 120 ms. Your goal is a tight low punch that doesn't fight your kick. If it feels like it's hanging around, shorten it. Impacts are like punctuation, not a note you hold. Coach note, before you add more processing, zoom in and align the transient. Literally look at the waveform. Make sure the initial spike starts exactly where you want it. If your low end feels soft or you hear a double hit, nudge the sample by a tiny amount. Think in samples, not milliseconds. Sometimes plus or minus 5 to 20 samples is the difference between huge and why is this weak. Step 3. Add body, the mid-weight slam. On impact, body, EQ8, drum bus. And then you can use drum bus for transient shaping or add a saturator if you want. EQ8, high pass at 50 to 70 HC so it doesn't overlap the thump and your track sub. Then if it needs more chest, a gentle wide boost around 120 to 250 HC, 1 to 3 dB. If the body layer gets aggressive in an annoying way, lightly notch 2 to 4 KHC. Then drum bus, drive maybe 5 to 20%, crunch somewhere between 0 and 20. Be careful with boom, 0 to 10. And only if you know what it's doing to your low end. If you want more smack, raise the transients, like plus 5 up to plus 20. Goal check. The body is the mass. If you mute the body layer and your impact suddenly sounds like a cheap click and a sub blip, your body layer wasn't doing enough. Step 4. Create the click. This is translation. This is the part that makes your impact audible on laptops, phones, small speakers, and busy drops. On impact, click. EQ 8, saturator, utility. EQ 8, high pass hard at 1 to 2 kHz, steep slope. You want basically no low mid in this layer. Optionally boost presence around 4 to 7 kHz by a couple dB. Saturator. Drive it. 3 to 10 dB is common. Soft clip on. This is one of those spots where distortion is your friend, because it keeps the click audible without needing to just crank volume. Utility. Keep it narrow, usually 0 to 50% width. Clicks feel best centered, because they act like the needle of the transient. Now envelope. Make it super short. Decay 20 to 60 milliseconds. You want tick, not minisnare. Step 5. Add noise or air. Width and excitement. On impact. Noise. Auto filter. EQ 8. Reverb. Utility. Auto filter first. High pass mode. This audio version is shortened for playback.